Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
So you got Bruce Chamoff from Become a Successful Podcaster, where we help your podcast become successful. And my guest is Antoinette Blake, who you might have recalled I did a dual podcast with about 2 months ago. Hello, Antoinette. How are you?
I'm good, Bruce. Thank you so very much for inviting me onto your show today.
Yes. Now, Antoinette is known, or actually, she's not known as, actually, yes, AKA, as known as, AKA the Delaware blogger. What's the diva thing you...
The DE Diva, AKA the Delaware blogger.
DE, what is it? DE what?
The DE Diva with an H.
DE Diva
with an H.
Mm-hmm. Where's the H come in?
You know, it's funny because I say, you know, women, all women feel like there's some diva in them, but I'm not the diva like, you know, the Diana Ross diva, Patti LaBelle diva. So I said, okay, put the H on there. So it's a diva.
Oh, diva at the end.
Yes, the H at the end. Yes.
Okay. I got it. Well, Antoinette, her marketing positioning is the Delaware Blogger and the Delaware Blogger podcast. I just came out with an episode a couple of weeks ago on blogging and why podcasts actually need a blog. So I have an actual authentic podcaster plus blogger to make that a reality. So everybody who's listening knows that I am not full of it. And I want to talk to you. So let's, first of all, I got to say, and I'm not going to talk about your age, you do anyway, but just recently, Antoinette had a birthday. So happy birthday. I never really told you happy birthday.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. I just celebrated my 60th birthday. So I'm so super excited.
You look a lot younger than that. You look a lot younger than that. I never would have known.
I appreciate that.
I never would have known that you're anywhere near that. So it just shows that you love life and it definitely keeps you young, right?
Yes, that's sir. Good.
Now, the other thing is blogging. I want to ask you, how important is blogging for a podcast?
Okay, so that's a really good question. And I'm going to preface that with, I actually started blogging before podcasting, many, many years before podcasting. I started my very first blog in 2012. It was a DEDivaDeals.com, fashion and fun after 50, because I had just turned, you know, 50. I was just getting over the age of 50. And it was a great way in which to connect with, you know, a target audience, which is at the time was 50 plus women. And I was sharing whether there were deals, activities, you know, thrifting and stuff like that. So I loved to blog writing. I love to blog because that was just a natural talent for me. As an educator, I eventually turned blogging into a business by teaching others how to blog. And I still do that. And I have a book and all of that great stuff.
You are a great teacher. I didn't know you have a book though.
Yes, sir. Let me grab my book. Well, actually, let me see. It's right here. It's the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book. It's just a little guide. Right. What I did was, and Bruce, you'll appreciate this. As a podcaster,
Antoinette, I appreciate everything you do. So it's not just the, anyway, go ahead.
Thank you. But you know what it is? We have so much content. We have so much to share. And not everyone wants to listen to it via a podcast or watch it on a vlog or even read it on a blog. But we want to be able to capture various targets in our audiences. So as a podcaster who's constantly creating content on a regular basis, and we know we only want to, you know, get a few minutes, maybe 15, 20, maybe back in the day, it was 28 minutes. You can correct me if I'm wrong. 28 minutes was a sweet spot for commuters. So they said, if you had a podcast, have a podcast between this and, you know, but no more than 28 minutes, because this was time people got on the train, they listened to your podcast and they got to work and they, you know, da, 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 da. Now you can have a 5-minute podcast or an hour podcast. But sometimes if you have a podcast and you have so much more information to include, a blog is a perfect partner for it. You know, we're listening to a podcast and we're doing other things. So if you're promoting a book, a project, an event, and you're giving out links and information, you can't assume that someone's actually writing this information down while they're listening to your podcast. So if you have those notes and you turn that into a blog post, including the links to the event, including the links to the affiliate, whatever it is. So it's really a partnership. Is it mandatory? No, but it's a great way to repurpose your podcast more than just show notes.
That is very good. Now, and you said repurpose the content. So I want to ask you now, and this is a question I have for you for myself. And I'm sure everybody listening to this is going to, you know, I have a big mailing list on MailChimp. So this gets blasted out and you might get some blogging services out of this, Antoinette. First of all, let me recap what you just said. You got a book. I didn't know that. Can this book be purchased on Amazon?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Actually, this book, if you go to my blog, the link to purchase the book is there. So, yes, I made sure, you know, I took what I taught and put it in a book.
Wow.
So it's, you know, a simple guide. You know, back in the day, we always had accompanying guidebooks, you know, that when I taught the basic blogging workshops, which I'm starting up again now post-COVID, so happy to be out in front of people, but I'm going to be starting up the basic blogging tips for beginners, because people do have a lot of content that they want to share. And they've learned that, you know, during this pandemic, they now can just blog away. They may not want to do a book or a podcast, but they know they want to leave a legacy and they want to do that with a blog.
Interesting. And I can understand. Sometimes there's a mindset to prepare yourself to start podcasting.
Yes, sir.
There's always a preparation, like you have to get your mind and gear for it, right? And I want to ask you, and I will ask you about your classes because I'm impressed with that. By the way, so let's continue recapping. You got a book, you got classes, you got the blog yourself, you got the podcast, and you call me famous. I just don't get it.
And I'm a speaker. I just did the keynote last week in DC. It was amazing. It was a power brunch for women in media and publishing. And they asked me to be the keynote. Blew my mind. I was the keynote. I've never been a keynote. I've been a speaker, a panelist, you know, do little mini workshops. But to be like, whoa,
it's a good feeling. Keynote, it's an honor, right?
Yes, it was. It was an honor. It was awesome. And it was on blogging and podcasting and just getting your brand out there.
Well, you're not asked. No one's asked to be a keynote unless they have some sort of fame. Okay. So you are famous. You keep saying I'm famous. You're famous. So we're both famous in some ways, in our own head, maybe, or in other people's heads, I would hope, you know, but yeah, you do it all. And the one thing I could say about you, Antoinette, and I've known you for almost a year now, it's gone by that fast. You're selfless, absolutely selfless. There's selfless. There's nothing selfish about you. You want to share your knowledge and you want people to succeed. I do too. You know that. And the two of us like to share knowledge with people. And it comes back, even without money, it comes back in so many rewarding aspects. So I really commend you. And I do want to talk to you about your classes, maybe another time, another episode. But this is particularly about blogging. Now, I just did an episode on the benefits of blogging. And immediately you came to mind because you're the Delaware blogger. You're not a blogger. You're the blogger. It doesn't matter what state you're in. You're the blogger. Okay? And
become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're looking for the latest and greatest in products across various categories, check out consumervoice.org. Consumervoice.org ranks companies using a proprietary algorithm incorporating expert and customer reviews, user experience, lifetime value, and overall brand trustworthiness. Visit consumervoice.org.
You have close to 500 podcast episodes now, right?
From 2017, probably, yeah, between the four shows. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You're very hard at work. And I can tell when you love what you do, it's not hard work. It's never hard work when you love it.
Bruce, that was the keynote. The topic of my keynote was do what you love, love what you do, and success is inevitable.
See, I read that right off you. You didn't even tell me what the keynote was about.
Nope.
So that's great. Now, here's the thing, and I know I'm all over the place with the questions of Antoinette, but that's how you and I were very dynamic people. We're always all over the place. And that's a good thing.
Sometimes for the New Yorkers.
Yes. Well, you used to be a New Yorker, not anymore. So that went away with you when you went to Delaware. But what I want to ask you, in my episode, I talked about the benefits. And one of the biggest benefits, and I want to talk about what I'm doing now. So it's about SEO, search engine optimization. And it's really important because what a lot of podcasters do not understand is that unless somebody has like Amazon Alexa, it's very hard to get search engine rankings from a voice or from an audio, right? I know that Google has this. I just said Alexa. There she is.
Right. And that's why I won't say her when I say it because they're
Alexa,
listening.
Be quiet. No, she's good. She's really good. I always forget that she's going to go off when I say her name.
Right.
Right, Alexa? I love you, Alexa. No comment from Peanut.
No comment. You told her to be quiet.
Alexa, I love you.
Guess what? My Alexa just said she was flattered. Thank you.
She's playing a song now.
But my Alexa says she's flattered. Thank you.
Alexa, be quiet. Alexa, be quiet. Thank you. I can't believe it. I didn't realize you go. So going back to the SEO part of it.
Yes.
It's very hard for, unless you have an audio device, I won't say her name. Mm-hmm. You need Google rankings.
Correct.
And the Google rankings are very important because even if you have audio, you don't know what search engine is going to index that, right? Now, with a blog, you have everything you need for SEO automatically built in. And let me tell you, my difficulty with building a website is, I built over 1,000 websites, but promoting it on the search engines, I'm not an SEO guy. And when I have to get my website rankings up, my search engine rankings up, you have to do SEO. You have to do a sitemap, right? You have to think about the keywords and the meta tags and all that, right? Everybody that has a website knows that. When they transcribe, we say the word transcribe, blog. And I'm using Otter, by the way. Okay. I love Otter.
Okay? Otter's great.
Mm-hmm. I'm using Otter. You get instant SEO because Google wants you to have at least 2,000 words per article in you, if it's going to index you, right? And the interesting thing for me is that when you talk for 10 to 20 minutes, you're literally talking about 3,500 to 4,000 words. And you get that transcribed, you automatically make Google's requirements.
But let me stop you there, Bruce.
Go for it.
The number count is good, just one part of it. But this is where a blog is much better because of the consistency. When you are creating content consistently with a podcast or a blog, and that content is being shared keyword being shared by others, then your SEO is going to rise because Google is going to see that there's something going on there. There's a party in that house that we need to, you know, to share, because the goal of Google is to provide answers to questions. However you ask them, whether you go online and Google what is, how is, or if you ask your artificial device. And their responsibility is to give you the best experience, the best, the best answer to your question. And if you're blogging consistently, content, words, questions, and people are sharing it when you're promoting it on social media, on your podcast, in a newsletter, with your MailChimp, you know, emails, then Google will say, hey, there's a party going on. People are digging this, this information. It has the keywords. It's going to be, it's going to give that as one of the answers. That's going to make you rise up. So it's not just, you know, the number, the word count, because, you know, I think it was Seth Godin that said, if you can say it in 500 words, why use 5,000? Because you want to get right to the point. So the blog is a great way to increase your SEO because it's being consistently shared. Your content is being consistently shared. So if I hear, you know, a lot of podcasters say, how do I get more people to listen? How do I get more people to listen? Put it in a blog post. Share it in a blog post. Build your email addresses up so you can get to them. Because why? We saw this on Monday. Facebook and Instagram went down. If your business was built on that free platform for those 6, 8, 12 hours, however long, your business was shot. Now, this wasn't, that wasn't the first time, and it won't be the last time. And God knows when Mark and the crew decides, look, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of Congress. I'm tired of the suit and the ties. I'm out of here. I'm shutting it down. So if you built your podcast or your business on a free platform, forget about it. When people Google information, a blog post is going to come up, a podcast is going to come up, an article is going to come up, not a Facebook post, not a Snapchat, not a TikTok, none of those free platforms are going to pop up. So your blog is your best ROI, your best return on investment, whatever you're doing. If you're an author or if you're a speaker, you should accompany it with a blog because a website is static. It does not change consistently. A blog post, you are consistently adding content and that content is being shared. So that's key. Yep. That consistency, sharing.
You are absolutely right. And here's the thing too, I heard about, this is what I think about Google, my theory, not, I'm not saying I'm correct, but when somebody's looking for information on the internet, usually they don't, unless they know what website they want, they don't care what website gives them the information. They only care about the information itself.
Bingo.
Right? So now when you're indexing your website, okay, and it, you put a keyword in and it comes up on Google, the website that you go to is not really important, which makes websites really just kind of a vehicle for the content, right?
Correct.
And everybody thinks that Google, and everyone that has websites, thinks that Google is about my website and your website and that guy's website. No, it's about content. And you, I agree with you. Google just wants to serve content. They don't care what website comes up. But they know, based on all their smart algorithms through their spidering, what website will give the best content and what they call the most relevant and most recent. So a lot of people think that when you have a website, I just put the information out there and I'm going to get the first ranking on Google and I don't touch my website for a year. But meanwhile, there are 10,000 other websites getting new content, including blogs. What do you think Google's going to do? You think Google's going to show you a content from a year ago?
No.
So it really doesn't matter. Now, that's great for a blog. And I am going to do an episode. It's a, sometimes I put YouTube videos up where I'm going to show people how to transcribe their podcast and put it right onto a blog. But I just released BruceChamwoffPodcast.com this past week.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I went, worked my ass off on the website, and it actually, I got it done in 3 days. It's up right now. It's looking beautiful. I still want to rebuild it, but it looks good for now. And I just wanted to look better on mobile. but it is really just every blog post is an audio transcript of my own podcast episode. So just because it's natural for websites like Otter to have, and Dragon, to have transcription errors.
Yes.
The one thing that I'm very adamant about is good grammar. And I believe it or not, when I was 12 years old in seventh grade, I always got the highest grade on every grammar test. I was shocked how well I knew grammar compared to the other kids in school. And with that said, there's one thing that Otter does that kind of pisses me off. And don't get me wrong, they're a great site, because I can't do it myself. I can't transcribe 3,000 words myself. So talk about, and I don't want to lose people with the geeky grammar stuff, but words like and because and but and so, the conjunctions, right? What Otter does is they turn those words into independent clauses when they should be subordinate clauses. And the only difference is that they capitalize the word and he put a period before it, right?
So yes.
You're ending the last sentence and you're starting the other sentence with a conjunction. But the grammar teacher, English teacher, always told us, nope, can't do that. So here's what I tried to do this week. And I realized this is going to be very expensive for me. I am doing podcast episodes usually every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to stay on a consistent basis there. And I realized that I love Otter. It just, for $12 a month.
Yes, right.
You know, I'm worth a lot more than that. So it definitely saves me all that time, and time is money. And then I go and I'm like, oh crap, there's a subordinate clause that's coming up as an independent clause. And sorry, it's just bad grammar. And I know it's a transcription and you expect bad grammar, but sorry, I'm just a stickler for that. So now I started going on Fiverr.com. And I started looking for people who can edit. And strictly from the United States. I was not going to use these other countries that don't know English that well. So I'm talking to a few people this week. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, hey, look, I have an audio transcript. It's not the best grammar. I don't have time to, you know, proofread it and edit it. And I'm getting offers for about $15 to $20 per 3,500 words. Which isn't bad. Okay, 3,500 words for $15 is fine. However, when you're talking 10 to 20 blog posts.
Exactly.
So here's what I did. Being the web developer that I am, I started writing code to correct the grammar for me.
Smart.
I'm actually writing code in WordPress because it's in WordPress.
Yes.
And now it gets corrected before it even gets onto the web page.
Okay, good.
Which most people.
But remember, you don't need to have it perfect. And I know, yes, last night I was sitting there reading some information with my husband, and now somebody posted something like, you don't need two spaces after a period anymore. That's the typewriter era. And I'm going, no way. I don't care if I'm texting, there's two spaces after a period. I don't care what you say, you know, because it just, as a teacher, I taught, you know, grammar to third graders, you know, when I received my degree in education. So I'm going to challenge you. Well, that's okay. But can you write cursive? And probably they can't.
you know any jokes about how bad the English language is?
No.
Well, let me tell you a couple. Okay. First, these are just questions. Okay. So first of all, why is the word little twice as big as the word big?
I know, right?
And why are they called apartments when they're all stuck together?
Right. Oh, that's cute.
And why is it that a woman has one bra but a pair of panties? That's so weird about the English language. But yeah, so I definitely wrote some code to correct all of the grammar. And here's Megan.
Great.
Megan's walking by. Say hello, Megan.
Hello, Megan.
Yeah, so that's a really good thing. And the other thing, too, about getting your audio transcribed is that when you're talking about a blog post or about you're doing your regular episode, right, you're talking, the one thing about SEO everybody thinks about is the relevant keywords. But when you're doing your audio, they naturally come out anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is, that's just bringing us right back to the subject at hand, you know, podcasting and blogging, you know, do you or don't you? And my thing is, if you want to capture a larger audience, then yes, because not everyone that likes listening does, you know, may prefer to read. And yes, vice versa. And what that does for you is you can repurpose your content into a book. So if you're writing blog posts, you can turn those blog posts into a book. Yeah, and again, that's another stream of income. So, you know, don't look at podcasting as just one tool or blogging as one tool. Try to figure out how you can get the most out of what you have, because your content usually is very good.
Yes.
And like you said, you may not want to write it. So you'll purchase an app or you'll go to Fiverr or whatever, but use that. Don't feel like, you know, you can't turn your audio into written words or your written words into audio.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know what? What happened when podcasting first came out as medium around 2005 is that all the podcasters had blogs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, they don't do that anymore, but they did. I don't know where it stopped, but I remember that every single podcaster had a blog, and they didn't have an audio transcription, but they were talking about maybe liner notes or whatever. And then all of a sudden you realize that podcasters just don't do blogging anymore, except for you and me. I think we're the only
ones. Right, exactly. And now television personalities have a podcast. So they're turning their on air, you know, the Today Show and, you know, the sporting. And now all those guys are turning their content that you see into audio, because perhaps you didn't have an opportunity to sit down and watch the Today Show, but you can listen to the Today Show. You're giving your audience options. And that's all we want is options. That's why, you know, DVDs became popular. That's why streaming isn't popular. That's why because we want to be able to do it when you want to do it, because we have so many other elements, you know, that's going on in our life. And now if I miss a show, I can listen to it Saturday morning at the soccer field with the kids. Or if I, you know, if I would rather read it because I'm going on the plane, I can read the blog post, you know, whatever. So there's so many things that you can do, you know, by repurposing that content, flipping and using it same. Don't, you know, a lot of people say, well, isn't that over, you know, isn't that too much? No. Does you think Coke and Pepsi care that you see that commercial 100 million times a day? Geico and what's that other insurance with Shaq? I mean, if I see a Shaq commercial once, I see it 50 times a day. You think they care that I'm seeing it 50 times a day? No, because what's the purpose? To get it in my head. So I don't care if you read it on a blog post, if you hear it in the audio, you see it on a vlog, you see it on YouTube, you know, you see it on Instagram and Facebook. I just want you to see it.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. I mean, well, you know, branding and frequency are very important. And no, you mentioned Shaquille O'Neal, right? You mentioned Shaq. And you said, what was he doing? And I blurted out Allstate. But no, that's Dennis Haysbert.
That's right. Oh, Dennis yes, Haysbert. That was Dennis, right? The last commercial I saw him, he's sitting in the middle of the street and the cars are going around. But again, that was ingrained in your head. You know, he was the president in 24, you know, and, you know, if you want to go back further, you know, us older people.
He was Pedro Serrano in what movie?
No, I don't know.
Major League with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, I didn't see that movie.
If you're a baseball fan, it's a funny movie.
No, I didn't see that. And I'm not a baseball fan. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I got it, just as a side note, Major League gave a lot of actors, not Charlie Sheen, because he was already an actor.
Right.
Their start. It gave Wesley Snipes his start.
Wow.
So Wesley Snipes was not, I never heard of Wesley Snipes until Major League. Dennis Haysbert, he played a very good, it was very weird. He had a funny accent. Okay. And I think he played some religious guy. He was always hit the home runs. He was a great hitter, but he could never hit a curveball. He only hit a fastball. So that was the funny part.
Oh,
and then I saw him. I thought that was his real accent. And then I saw him in 24 and I watch every episode.
Oh my God. I used to love 24. I used to love 24. That was a great show. And, you know, it's funny that you say that because that's another thing. You know, I talk to, I coach others like you on podcasting and I try to say, you know, you're going to talk about what you're passionate about, what you're knowledgeable about, and you're going to research it and you're going to get better at it, but stay away from anything that seems seasonal or temporary. I mean, I'm pretty sure a 24 podcast would have been perfect, but now here we are. No one's really listening. So know anything about 24.
We actually had a 24 podcast.
You mentioned it on your podcast. I was listening to when you first started podcasting, you did have a podcast on 24. Yep. I remember you said that.
Well, it wasn't mine, but I don't know if you saw the video on the Wayback Machine. When we did the Long Island Podcast Network.
Yes, that's what you were talking about. Yep. And that was one of your podcast shows in the directory. Yep.
Yeah, his name was Joe Philippe.
Okay.
I remember, I don't know what happened to him now, but yeah, so when you said that, and it was another 24 podcast a while ago, and I was actually a guest on his show back in 2006. Yeah,
but you got to be careful. Now it's like no one remembers what 24 was about. You know?
Oh, I do. You know, I'm actually trying to get Megan into it.
Yeah, no, I remember, but now it's like, you know, now we're into La Brea and, you know, Manifest and all those other shows.
Yeah, we watched all the Manifest, we watched Ozark, we did all that. We actually started a podcast on streaming TV. We call ourselves a streaming TV man. We never got it off the ground.
Okay.
Because become a successful podcaster is just making more of a dent.
Right. Yeah, but, I like that.
Yeah, but so blogging, the other thing is that here's the thing I don't quite understand about these platforms, okay? You got Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I always tell people, you know, review us on Apple. But Apple does not have a mechanism for people to leave comments. So besides the ratings that people can leave you, there's really no engagement on Spotify or Apple, right? Now, I just caught Breaker. Now, nobody really knows much about Breaker.com. I have no subscribers on Breaker, and I could care less if I did.
Right.
Because who goes to Breaker? If you don't go to Apple or Spotify, you really have nothing. So you need a blog because you need that comment form.
You need the interaction, yes.
Yeah, just you can't measure engagement without a blog these days.
I mean, you can get the downloads and that's cool. And you know what? I don't know how you feel. Downloads mean diddly to me. I could care less how many downloads an episode gets.
What's important to you?
What's important to me is that I'm getting my message out there and sharing it. So you can listen to it, but then I'm going to repurpose it into a blog, into a graphic, into, you know, a social media post. And I'm going to keep pushing that in your face. Like, get to it. Now, I don't care when you get to it, just get to it. But no, I don't care. Like this episode, you know how you get the analytics like this. This week, this episode got, I don't care what this week, because, you know, you can listen to a podcast that I did 5 years ago and you can come back and say, oh my God, you know, da, 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 because it was timely. So yeah, because I love it. I love, love, love. I love my Delaware Blogger podcast on Saturdays. I love, you know, out and about with Antoinette on Wednesdays. I love blogging. I love teaching. I mean, I just love doing what I do.
Yeah,
and the numbers, you know, the numbers to me, the downloads don't mean diddly to me. I mean, to me, they don't. They're not my measurement.
Okay.
When people say to me, you're the Delaware blogger or the DE Diva, or we want you to be a keynote, then I know I've been doing what I'm meant to do.
Yeah, now you're making a dent,
right? Exactly.
Yeah. See, and downloads do not really guarantee that people are going to listen to you, right? And obviously, if they don't listen to you, then the downloads are useless pretty much. But when you get the engagement,
yes,
like a comment, you know, comment.
Yes. Because they can listen and take no action.
Yes.
It's exactly. Like turning the dial on the radio. Oh, okay. The weather is okay. Next, you know, they're on to something else.
Yeah, that's why I was just talking to a gentleman named John Lee yesterday, who I just put out the podcast this morning, and he's from Custom Mobile Apps, and he was actually saying that you need a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realize is that We're born as children. We're not born as adults.
No.
And we are used to being told
what to do. Yeah.
Right. But you grow up as an adult like that, right? So you still have to be told what to do. You
still have to be told what to do.
Yeah, and the professional way to do that is with a call to action, you know?
And that, you're spot on, Bruce. That's one of the things that I teach. Include a CTA. Tell us what you want us to do after we listen. You want us to go leave a comment and review. You want to listen to another episode. You want us to sign up for, you know, but tell us what you want us to do, because we keep hearing that over and over again. Eventually, go, oh my God, I need to sign up for her blog. Or, oh my gosh, I need to go to her event. So always have that call to action. Yep.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you, because I gave you a couple of my opinions as what a benefit is for a blog. Tell me another benefit of having a blog for a podcaster that you didn't mention.
What is it that you, let's see, we talked about the SEO being the number one benefit. Again, some people are learn better via audio. Others are better being written. When I was in college, if I missed a professor's lecture, I don't care how many notes you gave me, I couldn't catch up. Some people never listen to the lectures, but if they got the notes, they could do it. So the type of podcast that you have might be better in written form, so that, you know, even though you're saying things and people are listening to you, some people may need to slow down and just literally read it word for word, you know, to say, okay, this is how I'm learning. So that blog gives them an option, you know, to understand it better, you know. And it, again, it depends on your format, like your podcast. If you're a comedian, you know, it doesn't matter. But if you're, you know, you're a DIYer or you're teaching people, especially if you're a business podcaster, you may have instructions, you know, step one, you know, remove the latch. Step two, how can you do that in a podcast? You know, you should have something that I can have a manual. That's why manuals still come, you know, with toothpaste. I mean, it tells you how to open the thing and squeeze it out, because some people need that. So again, if it's going to help you get a bigger, wider audience, or help somebody to go back, oh my gosh, I have her book. Oh, I got to go check out her podcast. I remember she's got a podcast. So
I gotta check the book out.
Yeah, having a blog is a great way to be a company or a partner too, for those that don't understand or comprehend, or, you know, via audio, and they do it better by written. So that's another great thing. Number two, number three. Okay. So I think now, like you were talking earlier, if you have an artificial device, you can ask for a particular podcast, right? Mm-hmm. You can, you know, call it up, or you can, you know, Google it. But 9 times out of 10, if you Google something, it's going to come, the blog post is going to come up. A blog post is going to come up forever. I'm sorry. It's not That's going true. To disappear. An MP3 on a hosting platform like Breaker, they may shut it down, and then all your right. stuff yes. is gone. And unless you kept the MP3, because that happened to me. That happened to me. Yes. When I first started podcasting, I was with a hosting company and they brought me on board. I was with them for the 100 and some episodes, had some great episodes, had some great interviews. My 100th episode was actually an interview with my son. We were talking about boomers versus, you know, Gen X and da, 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 da. Great. Oh, wow. And so I decided, I said, you know what? I loved it. I loved what you did. Like I said, I had doctors, lawyers, preachers, teachers, educators, surgeons, all kinds of people that I was interviewing. It was great. Well, after I left, I said, you know, I'm going to go and do something else. She never said to me, okay, Antoinette, you know, we're going to stop being hosted by Blog Talk Radio and we're going to another platform.
Oh, yeah.
So if she had said that to me, I would have immediately downloaded all my MP3 so that I would have them. Because what I was doing was not only was I promoting them, but I was promoting them in my blogs. So now even when you go back to my blogs and it refers to a podcast, the link is broken because now the podcast is gone. So you've got the information, but you don't have the audio. So at least I know a blog post is going to outlive an MP3 in case something like that should happen, in case your hosting platform decides it's shutting down and it's getting rid of all what it held. So if you have a blog, at least you have the content.
That's another good benefit, right? It's kind of like a backup.
Yeah.
Right? And just, you know, first of all, always save the MP3. So if you have to go to another platform.
I didn't know that back then. I did not know that at all.
Backup, backup, backup.
Now I back up, but I didn't know anything about backing up.
All right. Let's go ahead. Let's show everybody. First of all, this video is going up on LinkedIn on Monday morning.
Awesome.
So let's go ahead. And let's show Antoinette a little support here. I'm going to share my screen. And I went right to Amazon.
That's my book. That's my resource guide. But that's great. Thank you. That is the.
Oh, I can't find it. Wait a minute.
This one is published with. Oh, my gosh. This is with. I'm so bad. Book Patch. This is with Book Patch.
Oh.
I'll need to send you the link for that, but you have to go to my blog to get it. But actually,
what's the book called again?
This is Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners.
Hang on, I'm typing it in.
Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners published by. It's not on Amazon. It's on book. You got to get it from Book Patch. This was my first book. I've since learned to go to Amazon.
Bookpatch.com, right?
Yes, yes.
I never heard of them until like 10 seconds ago.
Well, that is funny. I mean, welcome to Book Patch.
They went
to Amazon. Well, hey.
Oh, I got a mistake.
Now look at that. All right. So let's do this. Hold on. You do your thing right there.
I got to redirect, Tara.
You should have told me you wanted to do this. You tried to surprise me.
If I can't surprise you, what's the fun?
I know. And you know what? Now you just made me realize, hey, I need to check my book out.
Well, she's going back to Amazon, folks. Okay. So, wait a minute. Is it thebookpatch.com, maybe? How's this? Better?
On the book.
It says, look.
Go to Okay, here it is right here. It's Book Patch. It's an ebook. Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners. It's right there.
Wait, what do I do? I click on bookstore or something?
Yeah. So just type in keyword there. Go ahead. Put in your keyword there. Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners.
Let's just do that for now. Oh, no, I'll get like a million people. Oh, there you are.
There it is. Bingo.
There it is. Oh, man. Now, Antoine, I support you. And here's what I'm going to do for you.
Buy a book?
Make sure you give
a review.
I want to see if they have like an affiliate link. I'm just teaching Megan about affiliate links.
Yes, affiliates, right.
Affiliate marketing. They got like affiliate thing here?
I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it.
Oh, I'm just going to have to buy the book and get it on Amazon so I can actually make some money.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I will do that. The thing about Amazon, they take so much of your money.
Yeah, I know. Well, I always say that Amazon nickels and dimes you to death on everything, which is why Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world.
This is my first book, but it's funny you brought up the other book, which was my first resource guide. It's right here. I'm going to show it to you.
Resource guide.
Yeah, this one is the first. This is on Amazon. You can get this. This is the first. Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guide. And now here's the second one, but I have not uploaded it yet to Amazon, but this is part two.
I'm going right back to Amazon. Here we go. Podcasting Your Purpose.
Yep. That's episode one. I just got to get episode number two up. So you can do that as an affiliate. Yep.
You see, we support each other. Everybody has to support each other. Folks, she's got 7 ratings and completely 5 stars for everyone. So that's really good. I should buy the book.
You should. I mean, it's funny because again, I have to upload the new one. I just got to edit it. I got to edit it to that it fits. But again, like I said, you know, Amazon is where you get everything, but they nickel and dime you to death. Like I only get half of what the book sells for. So it's like, really?
Yeah. AWS does too. I do a lot of work at Amazon Web Services and which is another $1 billion a year for them. And
yeah, well, I need you to, maybe you can help me upload this one because I just, I got frustrated. I guess sometimes, like you said, I don't may not look my age, but sometimes I feel my age. And it's like, look, I don't have time to keep going through this back and forth action with you. So I just had it, you know, I just got like a, what is it? Not for resale one, you know, just for the look to see what it looks like. It looks great, but I can't, I gotta do some editing to make it fit the page. And I don't know, it looks good to me. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's cool. I think it's great. You know,
but thank you so very much. So you got that at least there. So
I gotta get I am building on my new website, the BruceChamoffPodcast.com. I am going to build an affiliate link, like a store. So okay. I will definitely include the link there and push people to that. And I'll do a review of it at the same time.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And again, you know, that is the really great thing about having a blog married to or partner of your podcast, because it'll live on forever. Yeah, you know, books will be around forever. I don't care what people say. Books are going to be around forever. And some people like the feel. You know, it's something about turning pages. You know, you're on page such and such, and you have X amount pages to go, as opposed to scrolling through a Kindle or scrolling through. You know, you don't know where it's going to end. You just know you're scrolling. At least I know I can read this book, be on the beach. I can read this book, be at the airport. I can read this book on the train, the plane, or, you know, whatever, and have it. So it's always it's a great thing to, you know, think about having a blog. If you're a podcaster, having a blog will not be a negative. It's only a positive.
That's great. No, this was definitely educational for me. I'm going to end it here, but what we're going to do, Antoinette, real fast before we end. First of all, you're an amazing guest. You know that. And you've been friends with me and Megan for about almost a year now. And we just have a really good business relationship as well. I was on Rich. I don't know if you know Rich Butler. I was on his Toys of the Tech Trade podcast this weekend. And he had a rapid fire question session. It has nothing to do with podcasting. So okay. I'm going to steal that. And I'm going to ask you my own questions. I'm going to ask you a bunch of unrelated questions. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. And I'm just thinking these on top of my head and not planned. So I might stumble. First of all, when you were a little girl, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A teacher.
Oh, that sucks. You became a teacher.
That's right.
Most people don't. Most people are something different. All right. That's great. You're very consistent, as always. What is your favorite international food?
Ooh, what's my favorite international food? What's my favorite international food? What's my favorite? Oh, my gosh, man. Oh,
pick one.
I don't know.
I got like five of them. I can never.
International foods. You know, it's funny. Years ago, my husband and I went someplace and they had South African food where you have to eat with your hands. And I don't even know what the name of it was, but it was amazing. It was like a fufu. Like, oh my God, it was amazing. I don't know if it's called fufu, but it was amazing. And I got in trouble because I'm left-handed and they told me I couldn't eat with my left hand.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that was weird.
Okay. So it was some kind of African food. We think
it had the consistency, a little bit thicker consistency of a hummus, but and you ate it with your fingers.
Pizza was the number one answer. No, just kidding.
Really?
No, I'm
not a big pizza. Yeah.
Richard Dawson, pizza. And number two is sushi.
not anymore.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that another time.
Okay. Right,
the next rapid fire question is, what do you think is the most exciting U.S., continental U.S. city?
New York.
Okay. what is the least exciting U.S., continental U.S. city?
Probably Omaha. I don't know. Omaha.
I mean, these are cities you have to have been to, right? You've been.
Oh, home. Okay. I'm going to say this and get yelled at, but Dallas, Texas.
Why are you going to get yelled at?
Because probably a lot of people from Texas, they love Texas, but Dallas, I didn't like it at all.
Mm. Oh, I was in Dallas once. I took my daughter there and I almost fainted in the 97 degree weather.
Yeah.
No water.
Yeah. Dallas.
Okay, cool. And we'll do one more. And I got to think about this one. Oh, let's see. When you travel somewhere, What do you like better, taking the train, the plane, or a ship?
Plane.
Okay, that's cool. Some people actually like train, but that's it. So listen, Antoinette, this is great. In all honesty, I do not think there's anything that needs to be edited here. I think we went through this with no problem. The only thing I probably would want to edit out is my cough from about 45 minutes ago. But it's one cough. I'll probably just keep it. There's nothing to edit here. And I'll tell this, folks, yes, the only thing I'm going to do is I'm going to compress it because I think I come out a little bit lower than you do. So I'm going to compress so that we have the same volume. But other than that, nothing needs to be trimmed or split or nothing. So this is going to go up as a video on LinkedIn on Monday morning. And it's also going to come up Monday morning in the audio as well. And then Meg and I will be doing our regular podcasting this weekend.
Great. So. And I'm going to get you on my show. Yes. So look out for the email.
Thank you.
So we can get you on my show as well, because you are doing some positive things, because not only are you promoting yourself, but you're promoting so many other people. And that is wonderful. And I appreciate you and I appreciate Meg. You guys are doing some amazing things. I just love it. I just love it. Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate that. And how can people give out all your website addresses?
Give out sure. Just, you know what? Use my Linktree ID, Del Blogger. And that Del Blogger, the Linktree ID will give you everything, the books, the presentations, the blog, the podcast, and all my social platforms. So Del Blogger, D-E-L-B-L-O-G-G-E-R. That's the blog, delblogger.com. Every Friday, I have the Friday Foodie feature. So go check it out. Today's chicken and dumplings.
Oh, my gosh. Chicken dumplings sounds good. Hey, listen, eventually, I want you to replace your Linktree with podcaster links.
Well, I am. If you replace that picture, the colorful one, with just the black and white picture.
Send me a new one.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send you that. And then you know what? I will change it immediately. I'll change it from Linktree to Podlink. Yep.
Excellent. And you give me some of the podcaster links, not Podlink. That's somebody.
Podcaster links. Yes.
give me all the other links. I'll go to your Linktree. I can import all your other links in.
Well, you have them all except for two recent ones.
Okay, you'll send them to me.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. Everybody review us on Apple, and we'll talk to you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Be safe.
You too. Okay.
Bye-bye.